Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome to our special edition of Warriors Off Court. I'm Janie Hu, the Chronicle's assistant sports editor, and I'm joined today by our distinguished sports columnist, Scott Osler and Bruce Jenkins. We're here live in the Chronicle newsroom, which, as you can see, has been taken over by our very high-tech draft board. And that's the occasion that brings us here today. The NBA All-Star teams, the starters and reserves, all of them were announced last night. And the league has come up with a really cool new format, I think, for spicing up the All-Star game. And it's that the top two vote-getters, in this case, Steph Curry and LeBron James, will get to pick their own teams. The one thing, though, the league decided not to televise this, which we feel is a shame. So we brought Scott and Bruce in here to give some advice to Steph and LeBron if they so would like to, you know, hear what the experts have to say. And so our ground rules here, we're going to flip a coin. And whoever wins is going to become LeBron James, and we'll take it from there, one at a time.
All right, work? If it's heads,
all right,
Osler is LeBron.
Oh.
And all it right. is heads, and Osler all is right. LeBron.
Congratulations.
Okay. You're awesome. I don't mind that. I kind of want to be Curry. I want him on my team. I want me on my team.
You have an advantage of having seen Steph Curry up yes. close all the yeah. time. Okay, so hopefully those of you following along live can see that we've created this board here. We've got Team Osler. Oh, actually, to move this over. I struggle with this tape all the time.
Mm-hmm. By the way, it's a good thing LeBron is a captain, because if he wasn't, nobody would want to pick him. Because he's kind of a pain in the butt. And he's kind of an annoying guy. And
last just, guy yeah. picked.
And, all right. Yeah. Take it away, Team Osler. Who would LeBron James?
Well, first pick. We need a drum roll and everything. I'm going to go with, after giving this just tons of thought, I'm going to go with Kevin Durant, because I want to put him, for one thing, he's a great player. For another thing, I want to put him on opposite sides with Steph Curry, because Durant said in public, he said, I think it'd be fun to have to switch out on Steph Curry and force him to the rim and block his shot. Of course, none of that's going to happen, because you would never do it in an All-Star game. Still, opposite teams, so there we go.
Well, that's an appalling pick. I don't know why anyone would pick Kevin Durant. But, you know, I'm going to come back with Giannis Antetokounmpo. So my team is all about a show. All right, I've already got Curry. Now I've got this long limb guy who needs about two steps to dunk from the top of the key. And it's just coming on. He's a revelation. Everybody in the league's talking about him. And my show goes on.
I see we're going to have a problem here, because we have the same philosophy, I fear, or I think, that the All-Star game, you don't go for, well, I need this guy to be the screen setter and all that stuff. None of that. Just it's all Globetrotter time. So, therefore, who I got? Okay. I'm going with, for my next pick, I'm going to go with James Harden. Because, you know, I fought against that guy for a long time. I had to figure out ways to hate him and everything, but he's kind of winning me over. He's a weird dude and everything, but, man, he can really play. So, and he'd be great for the All-Star game, because he's a great passer, phenomenal three-point shooter, so bring it on.
You know, I still hate Harden. Hate is not a good word, but he's the last guy. He's the last guy. I just don't want the beard on my team. He's phenomenal. He's annoying. He bugs the heck
annoying.
Out of me. He's an annoying player.
Well, did an all-beard team at one point.
Yeah, right. Well, later on, he wouldn't even make my all-beard team. So this is what, you know, Mirotić makes my all-beard team.
And one thing I was a little bit hesitant to take him is he's going to lose half his game, because in the All-Star game, you can't flop, because they don't call fouls anyway. And so
he's going to be in trouble.
Yeah, he can't flop, but I'll take him in.
All right. Well, I'm going to go with Big Joel Embiid, because you got to have a center.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to pick Al Horford. That'd be later on. But Joel Embiid is the man right now. He's the modern-day Hakeem Olajuwon. He's got the post moves. He hits from three. He's funny. He's a social media maniac. Draymond Green loves to go back and forth with him. Everybody loves him. He doesn't play all the time, but that's mostly because the Sixers are super cautious with him, all these injuries. But the show goes on with Joel Embiid.
This is why I'd hate to be a real GM or something like that, because you're in the draft room, and and he makes a pick like that and just breaks your heart. You know? That's the guy I wanted. So,
by the way, both of these guys did make notes. It's kind of awesome. It is like we're actually doing a live draft here.
Slight difference. Absolutely. His are legible. I'm going to start reading out his notes because I can't read mine. But
mine are in Swedish, but I'm trying to figure it out here.
Mine are from a column I wrote 3 weeks ago. Oh, so it's Mike Pick?
All right, Team Osler.
Wow, we're getting to the tough part here. And I'm going to go with... Kyrie Irving. Mm-hmm. He's fun to have. He makes a lot of shots. I'm kind of lean towards little guys who can move the ball around and are going to pop the ball and make some wild shots. And I think of the guys left on the board. He's my guy.
You know, it's good to see that you and Kyrie have made up. That's impressive. A lot of people thought you wouldn't pick him for the world, but
I'm making up with a lot of guys, him and Harden and the whole,
Absolutely. Yeah,
make amends tour.
I was going to go with Kyrie and have the all handle backcourt with Steph. I think now, you know, I'm going to go Twin Towers on you with Anthony Davis.
Yeah, I thought you would, darn it.
AD. Now this guy, he's putting up ridiculous numbers. He does it all. I mean, he's a guard, he's a forward, he's a center. He was a point guard when he was a kid. You can see why. He leaves the court a lot with a lot of injuries, but he always seems to come back. It seems to be serious. So I like him to get through this game, and the show goes on.
And he's got an amazing thing going this year with DeMarcus.
He really does.
Found their groove together, which a lot of people said they wouldn't. So because of that, and – for other reasons, I'm going to go with DeMar DeRozan for my next pick because...
You put me in a bind.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah, I want to see Cousins and Davis on the same team, so...
Well, and not only that with Embiid. Somebody's got to... Okay, I just replaced Curry with DeMarcus Cousins as my point guard. He's a really...
He can do it.
He's an annoying guy. Yeah, he could. This is... I kind of like this.
He's an annoying guy, you said?
Cousins is.
That's like if you're going to cross out annoying guys, we don't have an all-star game.
He's improving. His demeanor's improving. He's having fun playing with AD. I hope he stays in New Orleans and doesn't move on. But he's ridiculously talented. So tell you, the post-up game said to be dead. It could be returning on my.
You're bringing it back, buddy.
Better.
And who better to bring it back?
Yeah. In the all-star game of all places.
Absolutely.
Yeah, DeMarcus is maturing. You know, he's up to about the fourth grade level, I think. But
he's a middle schooler.
Guy.
He's an interesting guy.
All right, so we are down into the reserve sections here. Those were announced last night on TV. Mm. Both Klay Thompson and Draymond Green made it in again, giving the Warriors 4 All-Stars. That caused a little bit of a flap for some folks that think, 4 All-Stars again. However, we'll debate, snubs and all of that after this. Let's get on with the drafting because, Scott, you went first.
Yep.
We're going to... kick it over to Bruce this time.
Yeah, this is crucial because I'm going to take Klay, and I really need a guard. I'll play Cousins there for like a minute, and then since Steph and Klay can take over, and I've got the Splash Brothers, and you just have to like that.
All right. I'm going to take. this is a little bit. I'm kind of torn here.
Horns of a dilemma, Scott.
No, horns right on the horns, and. I'm going to go with Draymond.
Ooh, yeah.
And the reason is, and one of the reasons is because he's a fun guy to have. And the All-Star game, one thing, you got to have a fun vibe. You got to have the crazy nutball fun vibe. And another reason, I want to have him on the opposite team of Joel Embiid because these guys are the two top trash talkers in the league. And that might be more interesting than the game if they get into it. So
that's a crucial call because the game needs stuff like that.
It does.
And it will happen. Good call there. I'm going to go Russell Westbrook.
Now he's loading up.
Yeah, the rest of my picks will be guards.
Exactly.
I'm going to take guys who aren't even on there. Westbrook is the greatest athlete ever seen in the backcourt, I think. There's something about even he goes past Jordan even. Yeah. I mean, some of the stuff he does. Completely mind-blowing, and I'm going to let him just drive the lane and dunk on people, and that should be a blast.
I got a hunch he's going to be angry and have a chip on his shoulder.
He's angry about the Warriors. He's not happy about the whole four Warriors
just
thing.
Just being the All-Star thing. Something will rile him up, and he'll be
Well, tell
be
him that
off.
All four Warriors have already gone. haven't they?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's a tip-off for you.
All right, again, on with the show. And speaking of show, I'm like Bruce, I'm kind of going for the showmanship angle. And on this, I think what we got left, I'm going to go with Dame. I'm going to go with Damian Lillard. Because I think he can put on a show, and he's a good guy. He's kind of a philosopher, Lillard, you know? He's a philosopher
he's
with a chip on
a
his shoulder. Yeah, yeah. But a great player.
And he's an ombudsman, I think, as well. Yeah. So you don't see too often.
Unless you're on the Warriors.
Yeah, absolutely. That's
I always wanted
one.
To be one of those.
Well, you know, Scott, they say the big man is dead. On my team, no. Zinger. Kristaps Porzingis. I'm not even thinking straight now. I'm going for all the big guys, and we're going to get a lot of boards. So Draymond, get ready for the onslaught of my front court.
Yeah. All right. Then I will go with I'm going to go with Karl Anthony Towns, last year's rookie of the year. He can do a lot of stuff, and he can, you know, you got a 3-pointer dunk in this game, and he can certainly kind of do both, but he can certainly dunk, and he can get into the spirit and flow and everything. So he's my guy.
Yeah, very good. I think I'll go Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
I was thinking Perry Butler of Perry's fame, but Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Garoppolo's not on the board. Otherwise, he would have gone first.
I need some help. I need kind of a swing guy who can play forward and guard. Jimmy Butler's having a great year for Minnesota. They love him. He's the team leader. The team's really come on strong. So I'll go with Jimmy.
All right. And I will then go with John Wall. Because I want a guy, again, in the all-star spirit.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about John Wall, but he called J.J. Barea a little midget the other day, and that bothers me.
Not only that, it's redundant.
Yeah. Hey, you big midget. Oh, gosh almighty. Well, let's see here. I'm going to have to go as I need some more help up front, and it's kind of a sympathetic pick. Kevin Love, you know, he takes a lot of heat. You know, nobody seems to like Kevin Love. He goes into a team meeting with the Cavaliers the other day, and they call him out for faking an illness when he left the OKC game and didn't show up for practice the next day. He got up and explained himself and I guess appeased all the angry mob, but he's got genius hands. He can put on a show. Yeah, he might throw one of those 80-foot one-hand chest passes, like beyond Wesley Unseld. So yeah. I'll go for Kevin.
You know, I was hoping to grab him because when his uncle Stan Love played in the NBA back in the '60s and stuff, kind of a fringe player, and the Lakers are going to cut him, and you know because he's in the Beach Boys family.
Yeah,
the Beach Boys offered. They said, if you don't cut him, if you keep him on the team, we'll play a free concert at the Forum for you. Mm. And the Lakers turned him down and cut him anyway, but I'm thinking if I had Kevin Love on my team, he might do a free concert for our team.
Yeah.
But anyway, you got him, so.
I'm hearing Help Me Rhonda right now on this, in our office speakers.
I'm going to point out that we had basically an entire team left of Eastern Reserves and LaMarcus Aldridge before. So, you know,
this is all, and this is going to play out, I think, in the real thing, too. And I think what's going to happen is this is going to give the East a chip on their shoulder. They're going to say, no, the country doesn't respect us, you know, the West Coast bias and all this stuff.
We'll be hearing
and
that.
So they're going to storm into the playoffs, into the finals with this huge chip on their shoulder,
which isn't going to help them. Or the West is just
stacked. But it's something else to cry about. Yeah. I always need stuff to cry about.
Well, I need another guard.
Wait, is it my pick or your pick?
Oh.
Who's up?
Oh, you just did Kevin Love, so it is Scott's turn.
Well, for
heaven's sake. Trying to jump the thing.
Jeez, that almost worked.
Jumped the line.
We're just trying to go offside here.
I'm going to go with Kyle Lowry because I want to. This is going to be a 3-point game, and you know Kyle heats up. he could score 20, 30 points.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I need another guard, and I really need shooting because all I've got is Curry and Clay. So I'm going to go with. Bradley Beal's got an awfully, awfully sweet jump shot.
Yeah.
He's underrated. He's deadly. He'll help me. He'll help me in the second and third quarters.
Yeah. You know, one of the sad things about the All-Star game is you get down to some of the big guys and stuff, and nobody wants them because
there's no place for them.
It's like you want to be in a rock band and you play the tuba. You just it doesn't make sense. So, but sorry, guys. I'm gonna go with Al Horford because Al Horford's having a really good year, and you know people just love the guy. He's just there's something about him. Everybody loves Al Horford. He's a team guy, so he'll for whatever it's worth he'll set picks and do stuff like that. Screen guys off the boards.
I think I'm definitely big enough up front. I'm going to go with Oladipo, who was traded. To Indiana, people are going, what the heck, that's all you're going to get, you know, in the Paul George deal. And George didn't make the team, and Oladipo did. And he's having a fantastic year. Yeah. A really fun player to watch. He can dunk. Yeah, he'll put on a little show. So I'll go a little him to round out the backcourt.
And I knew it was fated that you would stick me with LaMarcus Aldridge, yeah, who was having a really good year.
Something about him.
Yeah, there's something about him. And the fact that he had to get a scolding from his coach to play hard this year. And he's sort of a head case. And but, you know, we'll try to we'll give him two minutes run through, on the All-Star game and then send him on his way.
What do you think, Janie?
I think you just totally bucked convention, and you're going to start Curry. Right.
Yeah. Well, Curry's at center. What do you mean buck convention?
Right.
He's got a good post-up game.
A lot of big guys on your starting lineup there. I like it. This is, you know, it's really cool to see this play out based on, because you have to react to who your companion is mm-hmm. picking, and, you know, you could have a starting lineup.
And by the way, shout out to our third grade teacher, Miss Who, on this fine audiovisual presentation.
Yeah, you need someone to cut and paste. That's what I'm good for here.
Very nice.
LeBron James, Kevin Durant, James Harden, Kyrie Irving, DeMar DeRozan. I'd go with that.
Yeah, awfully good.
Yeah.
Awfully good.
Is there any way that you think LeBron James doesn't take Kevin Durant with the first pick?
No, I think it's pretty much faded from the stuff I've heard and read that's... That's pretty much
those are like the two best players in the league, and you got them. Oh my God, I'm devastated here. No, that's I think he would. I think he would go with Harden, and then be really interesting to see where Curry goes. He just might take Giannis.
I think he will.
Yeah,
I really do.
Yeah. Anything surprising with how this last guy picked? It sounds like you guys weren't as surprised there.
Yeah, we're kind of in the same mind about. I think about players in general, but certainly about the All-Star game that it's. Yeah. Strictly for fun and show and Steph Curry's getting warmed up for the All-Star game. He dunked the other day.
So. Right.
Two hands, but we got to
get
it.
Did he dunk
in
the All-Star game last year? The
I think
year
he might have.
He threw
yeah.
one down. Yeah.
Yeah. Kevin Durant dishing out assists. You just they're clicking on all cylinders
absolutely.
Here. Let's see. Let's go back and talk about a couple of All-Star related events. Oh, I should mention that our Warriors beat writer Connor Letourneau is not here today because he's the hardest working guy around.
Yes.
And he said, actually, I probably should be at Warriors practice since I've already taken a day off today. Connor had a chance to vote. So the way that they picked the All-Star starters this year was a split vote, 50% mm-hmm. media, 25% players, 25% fans, I believe.
I think
or is it
50%
media, 50%
right? 50%
fans.
50% fans.
Yeah, 25 coaches, media. 25 media.
Right. And so I asked Connor. Connor had one of those votes and asked him who he picked. And he actually said his came out the exact way that the starting lineup came out.
Huh.
Good. Yeah. And let's see. So, snubs. Who do you mentioned Oladipo getting traded and making the All-Star team. Paul George getting snubbed. It's a tough row in the Western Conference.
Yeah, I mean, that says it all about the Western Conference.
How about Zaza Pachulia?
Yeah, big snub. Yeah. Yeah, the worst finisher ever. He has to be on the team. I think Lou Williams is a tough one. I mean, he's coming off the bench, but he's also getting 50 against the Warriors. Yeah. He gets 30 off the bench, like, routinely. That's a really tough one.
Yeah.
I thought one of the rookies might sneak in. Jason Tatum.
He's just
a man. He's looks like he's been playing for years.
And he'd be great on an All-Star team too.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I'd like to see Donovan Mitchell, Dennis Smith. There's some of these rookies are really really good, but not too many of the snub guys I think are terribly offensive. I'm trying to think if there's another. You know what? Another one, I don't think either one of us would have picked him up high, but Andre Drummond is leading the league in rebounding, and he gets 20 points and 15, you know, quite often. So he's a little miffed right
there
now.
If there was justice, really, the guy who was leading the league in rebounding should be on
absolutely.
The All-Star team.
Absolutely.
Right. Devin Booker, okay.
Absolutely. And this is interesting because last night's Kerr, who has a vote, obviously he's a coach, was talking about he takes winning into account if there's a – he's torn between two people.
Right.
And I always thought, you know, like Monte Ellis was always a victim in this. He was never a winner, and they just kind of forgot about him. But Devin Booker, this game, like we've been saying, is a show. And he is a show and a half. That guy got 70, didn't he, one time last year? Great, great shooter, great player. Someday he'll wind up on a great team and everybody will know how great he is. But that's a tough one for me.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I think if TV wants to make some money in the league, they would take the winner of the All-Star game and go against an all-snub team.
Absolutely. There'd be some anger there.
Yeah.
They were debating that on TV quite a bit last night, though, in terms of what does winning have to do? If you're on the Warriors getting four players, you know, should that matter when we're talking about All-Stars, which really is an exhibition of the best players.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, a guy like Pete Maravich might not make it 1 year because his team was like 15-40 or something.
Yeah, when
he's won a show,
scoring 32 a game or something like that. Yeah,
but I tend to look out for the guys who aren't on winning teams. In most cases, it's not really their fault. They're just on a lousy team, you know. But they're getting a lot of attention, so it's tough.
Another thing about the four Warrior All Stars that puts pressure on the Warriors going into the playoffs, and especially if they get the finals, because if you have four All-Stars and you don't win the whole thing, man, you're really dysfunctional or screwed up or dogging it.
Next year, they'll get none if they don't win it this year.
Right. So I want to quickly give a shout-out to some of the comments that we have here.
Sure.
Rep Ronaldo says that, let's see, he thinks LeBron's going to pick Kevin Love just to put doubt on onlookers that he has no love for his Cavs teammates. Could we see those behind-the-scenes workings? The Cavs have had a few clear-the-air moments already.
I'm sorry I broke that combo up.
Well, if anybody's working the whole junior high who-likes-who angle, it would be LeBron for sure.
Yeah.
Let's see. Bruce is a big fan of the big man as a...
I just now I am. I just discovered that I am. The thing is that there are no big men really at the top. I mean, San Antonio, Warriors, Houston, you don't see this guy. All of a sudden you look around the league and there's a big revival going on among big men. And they're fun.
Right.
They can put the ball on the floor. Or they can dribble drive. They can hit from three and dunk and
play like Cousins. When was the last time a guy that big and strong was out popping threes?
Yeah, I know.
And then...
Not Wilt.
Beating guys driving to
or Shaq.
No.
Let's see. The NBA, I think, got a little bit of an earful for not televising this. Can you see if they keep this format down the road that there is going to be a change and that we will be seeing Steph and LeBron and how it plays out live?
Yeah, I think so. It's so ridiculous. It's really inexplicable to me. I mean, hurt feelings. I mean, it's like the playground. All right, you get picked last. Well, you know, take this. How about these 18 points I'm going to score in a row? Or how about a dunk on your head? You know,
but there's hurt feelings
every
game.
You get over that. Yeah, exactly.
This is the league of hurt feelings. Besides, what's the one factor that's going to drive the whole thing? It's the money. If you can make money by televising this thing, somebody says, I'll give you $20 million to sponsor a live telecast, NBA will do it instantly.
I'm glad we're doing this because I'm suddenly interested in it. I mean, without televising it, that's the whole point.
Right.
It's like, to me, if you're in a fantasy draft, the draft night is like the coolest thing. That's almost more fun than watching it all play out. It's who takes who and the dynamics of it. And if you could just imagine a video camera on LeBron and Steph as they go back and forth and the looks in their faces.
And have the other guys in the green room as they're being...
Yeah, exactly.
You bring them out.
And have the cameras on them.
And you know, it's going to get out. Somehow it'll get out you won't see the facial expressions or hear the barbs, but I think because of that and everything else, next year they'll put it on.
But can you imagine if you and I were at a playground game and we're the captains and it's time to choose and we say, all right, guys, Bruce and I are going to go in the back room here, and we're going to choose. We'll come out and let you know who your teams are.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
You pick the last. You're the last guy picked. What, are you going to quit? You know, I mean, it's completely
throwing the ball.
I've been there before.
Wrong.
You know?
Go home.
You know, it's so wrong.
I've been that last guy picked in many games, and I can tell you, it's a character builder. So.
I'll never forget when you dunked on Bill Walton at Santa Monica City College. You were so upset. God, it was good.
One of these days, we're going to get Scott back in here to tell us about the time he faced off with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and you're going to share your favorite Jerry West story.
We'll have a riot. Absolutely.
But thank you guys both for joining us today in our special Warriors Off-Court NBA All-Star Draft Edition.
Thank you, Miss Who.
Thank you so much for asking.
We're going to write this up also for a publication, sfchronicle.com. You can read it online. Take a listen to Warriors Off-Court, our NBA podcast, hosted by Warriors beat writer Connor Letourneau. These guys, Bruce Jenkins, Scott Osler, will never be picked last on a team. So thanks a lot, and we will see you guys back here next time.